of our Christmas plans over concerns about the variant, but that we should take a lateral flow test before going to parties. Sajid Javid says the NHS will need to deliver 1 million more doses per week to get everyone as protected as possible.
Between now and the end of January, every adult will receive an offer and we'll be able to get a lot more people vaccinated.
A third suspect has been charged with the murder of a 16-year-old student. Ramiro West from South Manchester died in hospital after he was found with a number of stab wounds in Norton Street in Old Trafford on September 9th. Hundreds of thousands fewer referrals for suspected cancer cases were made by GPs in England during the pandemic. Analysis by the National Audit Office says this has led to tens of thousands fewer people than expected being diagnosed with cancer. And the trailer for Sex and the City reboot and Just Like That shows the classic characters talking dating apps, the future and friendship. From Radio News Hub, I'm Freya Chappell.
If someone has COVID-19, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that hang in the air like smoke. In airless rooms, COVID-19 can build up over time, so it's harder to avoid breathing it in. So when you're with others, open windows to disperse these particles. Just 10 minutes every now and again is enough to help. Stop COVID-19 hanging around.
Colourful.
Coming up next, Sonia Polian on Colourful Radio.
How much has COVID cost your business? 40,000? 50? More? Much more? If your business has lost £40,000 or more, COVID claims may be able to help claim that money back. Imagine what you could do with that money. And it's no win, no fee. Even if you've had a claim refused by your insurance company or received a low offer, COVID claims could still help. Text LOST to 60777. Text LOST to 60777 now. Regulated by the FCA.
Take a hand now.
Looking for some answers while forgetting it was right at home. That's every day with it, yeah. And every night that she will pray for me, yeah. Tell the devil keep away from me, yeah. Feed my soul and fix a plate for me, yeah. I think my mama was a hustler and had to double up. Felt the love when she was tough with us, I had to toughen up. Think my daddy's still in love with her, but not in love with love. Didn't get it till I got it, probably where I got it from. I dot my I's and cross my T's, but in the streets I'm troublesome. Did my best to keep it low-key, but my mama worrisome. I worry too, I worry, worry when the trouble follow us. When I was scared, she gave me hugs, but knew she couldn't cuddle us.
Yeah, she gets scary in this wild, wild world, but it's all I know. My mama told me that this life get cold, but it still goes on.
I think my mama was a gangster. I think my daddy was a rolling stone. I was looking for some answers while forgetting it was right at home. That's every day with it, yeah. And every night that she will pray for me, yeah. Tell the devil keep away from me, yeah. Feed my soul and fix a plate for me. My son mother was a hustler, forever proud of her. Wrote a book and raised a king, whoever doubted her. Did our best to do our best, even when it didn't work. Lord knows I ain't perfect and I caused a lot of hurt. I can blame it on my trauma, but I put my healing first. Moonwalking through the fire, a generational curse. My son getting big, he getting tall, he getting handsome. If he got my pen, I'm betting he going platinum. No good at the lullabies, I'm better when I rap to him. Wishing I could call my dad, just so I could chat to him. Maybe it's a culture thing, wonder what the answer was. My mama said forgiveness is, go handle your businesses.
It's scary in this wild, wild world, but it's all I know. My mama told me that this life get cold, but it still goes on.
I think my mama was a gangster. I think my daddy was a rolling stone. I was looking for some answers while forgetting it was right at home. That's every day with it, yeah. And every night that she will pray for me, yeah. Tell the devil keep away from me, yeah. Feed my soul and fix a plate for me. I think my mama was a gangster. I think my daddy was a rolling stone. I was looking for some answers while forgetting it was right at home. That's every day with it, yeah. And every night that she would pray for me, yeah. Tell the devil keep away from me, yeah. Feed my soul and fix a plate for me.
Colorful.
Sonia Polian on Colorful Radio.
You give me butterfly every time I see your pretty eye. Beautiful complexion is so nice. Girl, you're loving, yes, it feels so right. Fire, fire, fire. I know go liar, liar, liar. This girl a bad diva. She be sweetie like papaya. I mean, I say, pretty fine girl, where you dey do me so? Pretty fine girl, where you dey do me so? Fire, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, like a sweet mango when I blossom so. Pretty fine girl, me, I love you so. Like a sweet, sweet, yeah, me, I go up on the ground. Pretty girl, me, I cultivate you, she activate my phenom gland. At the slightest touch, she a sweetest girl. She a one and only, I be a man, she mine. Caramel, don't get sugar, sugar, love you, gushy, gushy. Caramel, don't play sugar, sugar, love you, gushy, 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 cool. Do you want to be my boo? Yeah. If I love you, see your pretty eye, beautiful complexion is so nice. Got your lip like mango when it's ripe. It's so sweet when you give me butterfly. Every time I see your pretty eye, beautiful complexion is so nice. Got your loving, yes, it feels so right. Yeah, 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 you're my purple, hey, 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 hey. Sweeter than my cheese and bread. Oh,
sugar dumpling, miss you, pepper soup, kushi, 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 go. Do you want to be my boo? Will you come and burn a sugar dumpling, kushi? Pretty eye, beautiful complexion is so nice. Got your lip like mango when it's ripe. It's so sweet, man. You give me butterflies.
You better just fuck. My baby won't make new way every week like Pogba. I know they mind too big, cause I love her. She dey say many things where they sweet me. When she say big girl, she dey miss me. Plenty hug and many kisses. Two for room, one for kitchen. Make this love no go kill me. That's why Femi Nduru Utu stand wewe. Stand wewe. Stand wewe. Stand wewe. Stand wewe. Stand wewe. Baby won't buy new bag, I dey pay. She need this new nail, I dey pay. Lebu won't buy no clothes, I go pay. Cause I go fall sick if you no speak for a day. Last, I'm moving for one person. They say loving you is more blessing. When we day for cruise, I know they know what thing I dey do. Lebu, you want to load you, come and do. Jibo won't buy that get ye. Opa that saw the light we left ye. Shele yi color yi light ye. Tora love potion, Jasper, yellow sense. Be baby, she smile, come on. Can't you see the beauty in her color? I no blame you, you no see what thing I dey see. When she me be and come road. My baby won't make new way every week like Pogba. I know they mind to pay cause I love her. She dey say many things where they suit me. When she say big girl, she dey miss me. Plenty hug and many kisses. Two for room, one for kitchen. Make this love no go kill me. That's why Femi Nduru Utu stand where we. Stand where we. Stand where we. Stand where we. Unless she did dance fire, do the dance slow, Utun just scatter. Queen is here, no girl bada. Now my real party, she my own gangsta. Combination to body, be two face by Luani. I don't see soulmate, we are go marry. OTP mom said you come and worry. She not too thin, not too short. Otini juko to be cooper. You do start your by walk up. Oti wa fresh, Ben Kode lati London. Ero waju Utun belly. That sexy ring also day belly. I don't date girls, I no trust many. Only treasure to marry Lale. Baby won't make new way every week like Pogba. I know they mind too big cause I love her. She dey say many things where they suit me. When she say big girl, she dey miss me. Plenty hug and many kisses. Two for room, one for kitchen. Make this love no go kill me. That's why Femi Nduru Utu stand where we. Stand where we. Stand where we. Stand where we. Baby, you want to let you come and do. Stand with it. Stand with it. Stand with it. Stand with it.
Colorful.
Colorful.
Sonia Ponian on Colorful Radio.
Right, guys, as you know, this part of the show is called Ordinary People. And as always, I have somebody who's doing extraordinary things in the community. Now, my guest today is no stranger to Colourful Radio, absolutely no stranger at all, because earlier on in this year, I interviewed her, and I interviewed her a couple of years ago. But that's because she's always doing something new, something. What did she say she was before? Oh, my gosh. You kind of like, something about change. I can't remember. You're going to tell me in a minute, right? That's it, the disruptive change maker. That's it. Right, so let me just read my bio about my guest just to remind you guys. So Dr. Pearl Jarrett is a multi-award-winning disruptive change maker. And she's the founder of the group, CEO of the Jarrett Foundation. She's also a mother of three and has been married to her best friend for, it must be 32 years now, but over 30 years, right? 2015, Pearl was diagnosed with cancer. After winning the fight of her life, she decided to draw up a bucket list of all the things that she ever wanted to do. And she talked herself out of before, but now she decided, boom, I'm going to go for it. She decided that that was This was her second chance, and this was her opportunity to change the world one person at a time. So within 2 weeks of this decision, she closed down her successful business consultancy that was in the Gambia. And since then, Pearl has been going down the list, achieving everything on her bucket list. She'd run an international children's charity. That's how I met her. Start another business, became a doctor, became an actor, a public speaker, an author, a musical theatre producer, and the list goes on. Pearl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Ah, good to be here, Sonia. Always good to be here with you.
Look, you just sound so tired. I know you just came off of a plane and you're, you know, at it again, doing something else. But, you know, be a little bit happy to be here, babe.
I am so happy to be here, Sonia. You look at that smile. Of course I'm happy to be with you. Lovely.
So what have you been up to? So the last time we spoke to you, you were a disruptive change maker, and I can't remember what you were talking about, to be quite honest, because I know you've done so many things.
You
were making juices. You were on that program with the brown eyed and the blue eyed. I can't remember what's her name.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Her name's gone out of my head.
Is Sally?
No, that's, goodness me, because that's gone about 10 years ago. I can't remember her name now.
Okay, but you know the lady I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're doing something in the Caribbean. You was doing, what was it you were doing in the Caribbean?
Oh, solar?
That's it, the solar panel. Solar? Yeah. And then you went to do the PPE. So tell us about the PPE, first of all. Oh. How the government give you, of all people? Tell us how that happened.
Well, because I do so much work in Jamaica, over the years, I am known in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. From the grassroots up and from the government down, on both sides mm-hmm. of the aisle. So both administrations, I've worked with them.
Yeah.
So when COVID happened, I thought, I want to do something for Jamaica. What can I do? Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about vaccine. I said, okay, I crossed that off. I can't do that. I said, but masks, I can do
but
some.
Mind you, the vaccine wasn't out at that time anyway.
No, I just thought, I can't. Masks I can do, PPE I can do.
Yeah.
Well, I say I can do, but I didn't actually have any. So we put out.
Yeah.
Can anybody supply me with masks? We want to send some masks down to Jamaica.
Yeah,
so a company came forward, Full Support came forward, and I thought, Sonia, they were going to come back with, you know, a few crates.
Yeah.
You know, and 2 million face masks.
Fantastic.
It was a whole 40-foot container.
Wow.
Of face masks, a whole 40-foot container, packed from one end to the other, 2 million face masks to the value of £620,000.
Is it? Fantastic. So hold on. So how did you said you put it out there. So what did you do? Just put a message out on Facebook or did you?
On LinkedIn.
Seriously?
Yes.
You just put a message out on Facebook?
On LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn.
On
LinkedIn. Wow, that's
fantastic. Yeah. I know, because when we were doing it before, when we had the warehouse, because remember I had a big warehouse.
Yeah.
So we used to collect lots of things, furniture, chairs, desks, sports equipment, you name it. Mm-hmm. We took it. We took it in and it was all new or nearly new.
Yeah.
So we shipped stuff to Jamaica all the time. So promotional companies, the local council, everybody used to send us stuff.
Yeah.
So and we were sponsored by Barclays Bank. So Barclays Bank used to pay for our shipments and they went out all the time. So people know, you know, we're gonna take their stuff and we're gonna take it to the people and it's gonna get to the people.
Yeah, you're gonna do what you said you're gonna do.
We're gonna do exactly what we said on the tin. Yeah. So that's what we did. So we took down 2 million face masks.
Yeah.
And we handed
it. You contacted the government in Jamaica and you told them that you
had the government. And then we chopped it up and I said, I want to give 1.2 million to the National Health Service.
Okay.
They call it the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Yeah.
And then I want to give so many to the Ministry of Education so they can get it to the teachers and to the schools.
Oh,
and then I want to have another batch, which my team can just distribute to the local communities, all the grassroots. So they went to Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, they went to the church, they went to so all the grassroots areas. You see them with their masks getting their boxes, and they're so happy.
I hope you know this is the reason why when you had cancer, you was not taken out.
That's right.
These are the reason. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. Yeah, go ahead.
So then that's why why not, because we had this big handover in Jamaica, and all the ministers came down and they took pictures and shook my hand, and they were just so overwhelmed, really, because it was just, the timing couldn't have been better. Mm. It was just before they hit the third wave.
Right.
So they hit the third wave and they were able to put everybody in the face masks, and the kids and the this and the and all that. They had masks for the medical staff, and they were just so happy. So appreciative. And I just thought, okay, that's me doing my bit for Jamaica.
Awesome. All right, so you came back. What have you been doing since then? Because I know you're always doing something. And
this brings me to where we are now. So
I know that when you're not on Facebook, because usually you're on Facebook talking about this, that, da-da-da-da. But when you're not on Facebook putting messages up, I know you're busy doing something. Something that's important.
That's when I'm not. I have two things that I do. So it's the Jarrett Foundation, which has lots of different arms off of it. Yeah. But then the Jarrett Foundation is all about helping other people.
Yeah.
It's about helping the children, helping the teachers, it's helping somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking about how can I help somebody, always. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that because it brings me a lot of fulfillment to do that. But I realized that I needed something that was for me.
Yeah.
So the thing that I have for me is the acting.
Of course.
So when I'm not thinking about everybody else, and I get a call from my agent saying, you know, I need you to audition for Facebook or M&S or whoever it is, then I do that, and then I go through all of these auditions. Sometimes, oh my God, I might do 15 of them before I land one.
Okay.
And then I get that one, and I go off and I film, and sometimes it's in the UK, sometimes it's abroad.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I come back and then straight back into Jarrett Foundation again till I get that next call from my agent. So I'm just like, it's depending on which hat I've got on
So you see the acting, right? The acting is like your drug. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's what gives you the boost. And so after you've done that, you know, okay, all right, I've fulfilled that part for now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let me go to the Jarrett Foundation and see who else I can help, you know.
That's right.
I get it. That's your adrenaline that keeps you going.
And I literally do this from between the two. And those two things just make up my life. And I'm, you know, I'm a happy camper, to be fair. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
with my lovely family. Last time we spoke, I remember your son. So after you got cancer, you got better. Then your son got cancer, Kieran, and put out the whole world was praying.
Yes, they did.
Okay, and I see he's out there speaking and doing his stuff.
Yep, he got better. He's doing well.
I think I was either going to the airport or coming from the airport, Heathrow. I see this great big 40-foot, 50-foot digital poster with pound on it. I was like, what? Nearly causing an accident on the is it the Great Western, whatever it is?
That's when I got the NatWest one. That's when I got the NatWest poster. The lady said to me, she said, the producer, she said to me, okay, Pearl, be prepared because your face is going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I said to her, Sonia, okay, when you say everywhere, you find everywhere. And she's like, everywhere. Then when that came out, I was like, my face, as you said, was on the big posters outside. They were on the trains. They were in the train station. They were on the buses. Oh my God, the adverts were on the TV. The adverts was on the cinema, everywhere. I said, she told me everywhere. I didn't know what everywhere meant. I had no idea.
Not that it's a hard word for you to understand.
But I didn't. And what was funny about it was I was like stalking myself, because everywhere I turned, I saw myself, and I thought, oh my God, I'm stalking myself.
Did people start to approach you in the street?
People started to point at me, yes.
Yeah. So nobody had come and ask you for your autograph card?
No, nobody come there. They would just be pointing at me. And then sometimes they'd come up to me and say, excuse me, are you the lady on the NatWest? And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never too old.
Never too old. And that's why I'm enjoying it so much. Because I didn't go into acting until I was in my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody else would have said, oh, child, I've missed it. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that ship has not sailed.
Now it's the right time, especially for
Yeah. I'm like, they're going to, you know, somewhere, somebody's going to want a black woman in their 50s to do something. Even to be a mother, you know, but you know, and I'm thinking, it's so funny, Sonia, because now I'm thinking, I'm sounding like those actors, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I feel so typecast. You know, I'm always the mother. I'm always the mother. I can find myself saying that now. So I'm like, so now I want to be like, I want to be like the detective. Or coroner, or no, like, you know, something like that, the police chief.
Up in your game, you're
I'm up in my game now. I want to be the police chief. I don't want to be the mother anymore. Typecast.
Oh, dear. All right, so tell us about this new project that you've got going on in Jamaica.
Yeah, oh gosh, so COVID has hit.
Because this month is the month of giving. I know you said it's yesterday, Tuesday, but it's the whole month of December.
The whole month is the month of giving, correct. Yeah. So we're kicking off a campaign on Tuesday, because it's on Tuesday the 30th of November is Giving Tuesday. So...
Gone.
So, because of everything that we have been doing in Jamaica, the government, as I said, know me very well.
Yes.
So they contacted me, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and said, Pearl, you know, we're really having a rough time of COVID.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, you know, what's happening? He said, well, basically had a third wave and we've run out of everything. We've run out of beds, we've run out of oxygen, we've run out of oxygen equipment, we've run out of everything. I mean, there's people sleeping on the floor in the hospitals. They had to go to the hotels to go and get some loungers to come in from the hotels to put in the hospital so that people had places to sleep. It's really bad. And because the take up of the vaccine in Jamaica is very low. It's very, very low. It's 13%. And they're trying to, and they're opening up because everybody want their rave, you know, and everybody want, you know, we want our party in Jamaica. So it's just like, you know, enough of this, you know, enough of this lockdown. So the incidents are climbing and it's inevitable really, but they're really, really, really struggling. And I said, well, can you help? And I thought, well, what can I do? I don't know what to do.
You've got another message on LinkedIn, mate.
So I thought to myself, I put my thinking hat on and I just thought, you know what? We can run a campaign. I know so many people. I know people like Sonia, you know, you could do their show. I know this person or that person, blah. We could do a Just Giving campaign. So that's what I've decided to do. I've decided to run a campaign for... And end it at Christmas with a big gospel concert, which we're organizing at the moment. And I've been speaking to the churches. Yeah. I've been calling all of my friends that I know that I've grown up with that have now become pastors.
Yeah.
And I've been calling them all up and go, hey, you know, I need your help.
Yeah.
And they were like, what you need, Pearl? I'm just like, I know it's tough. I know it's tough, you know, and you're still probably not back to full capacity yet, you know, after COVID yet. People start coming back. Everybody's not back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I'm still asking, would it be at all possible? You can collect an offering on behalf of Jamaica, because all of my friends, you know, we're all from the diaspora. We're all children of Jamaicans.
Yeah.
I said, let's do something. Mm-hmm. So everybody that I've spoken to so far has said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run this campaign. I know I'm going to run this campaign, and we're just going to see how many of the oxygen units that we can purchase for Jamaica. And they cost,
do you know how much? Okay, go on.
Yeah, they cost 7,200 for one.
What, pounds?
Pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, over $9,000. Over $9,000. So it's 7,000.
Is there anything else? Because you know, like, oh my gosh, people who've got sleep apnea.
Yes.
They have this machine that they use to breathe, which is far cheaper.
Yeah.
Are you not able to get some machines like that as well? Instead of not, ju- I mean,
I'm as so well as not the technical. There's another one that they've asked for that's I think costs £2,000.
Yeah.
So we might see if we, depending on how much we raise, we might give them a couple of the big ones and then maybe 10 or 20 of the smaller ones or something like that. So we'll see when we see how much we total up at the end, you know, how much it is. But we're saying to people, just please, 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 for Jamaica. I mean, can you imagine, even in England, we're struggling with COVID, big old England, much less little Jamaica.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just need to, as the children of the diaspora.
Most high.
In it though, to just say, you know what, I'll do a little bit. I can do a little bit.
Because you can... I'm gonna find a picture of the machine because I feel like they're under £200. And even if somebody sponsors to buy one of them, you know, two people sponsored to buy one, it's something else that you can add.
I don't know. I asked them for a list of everything that they needed. So they've sent me a list. It's quite a long, comprehensive list. And I said to them, okay, we can't fundraise for all of this. So which out of this list are the most important? And they gave me the two items. They said this, and they said that one. I said, okay, give me the cost for those ones.
Yeah,
and those ones we'll look at. But there are other things on there. I mean, like the N95 masks. They still need masks for the nurses. Yeah. They still need gloves. They still need all the things that you would need in COVID.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just the case of some things will help with the nurses to give better care, but it's the oxygen that people need to breathe.
That's what
they need. So I said, okay, well, I'll put the word out, and do you know what? We'll I'm sure people will step up, and we'll see what we can do.
Of course, that's all we can do is
and that's all
do
we
your very
do.
Best, and make sure you go to the four corners of the UK.
Yes,
corners of the UK, right down the middle to get into Boris's house. Get into Boris before he evaporates.
Right. Exactly.
You're running this campaign from now until Christmas.
Yes.
Okay? But obviously it's not going to stop just because it's Christmas. Yeah. How will you get the equipment over to Jamaica?
So we're going to send them the funds, which is not something I normally do, because
Can you trust them? developing countries, you know.
They said that they will go to Miami and buy the equipment in America and get it shipped back. But maybe, I don't know,
why
maybe
can't I'll go you buy with the them
to make sure. Maybe I'll take the money, because what I normally do is everything that goes to Jamaica, I take it. I never just send it, because I need to make sure that it goes to where it's supposed to go and it's used for what it's supposed to. Otherwise, you know, next time I ask somebody for something on LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever, they're gonna say, well, what happened to the last? Make me hear say in it sell it on the market. I can't afford any kind of, you know,
bad connotations attached to your name.
Yeah, attached to Jarrett Foundation. We worked too hard over the years.
Maybe you should find out where they want to buy it from in America. You pay for it and let them send it to them.
Yeah.
They don't need to go to America to go and buy it.
We could even send it. The gates are closed.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
What we might do is even send it to the suppliers and make sure it's purchased, and then tell them now ship it.
That's right.
So that might be the way around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the same money that you're going to send them.
Yeah.
The same money that you're going to send them is the same money that they're going to use to pay their fares to go to America and live life in 5-star hotel before they purchase the goods.
It's true.
Yeah.
So in order to avert that, because I've already asked for the names of the suppliers.
Yeah.
So what we might do, I take your advice here. Mummy said, take my foolish advice.
Yeah.
Is send the money to the suppliers and purchase them and say, okay,
absolutely,
now ship them, and then they can send us the invoice, and I can then show the donors and say, look, it's been purchased and now it's being shipped. Yeah, I like that, Sonia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no way for them to go.
Air high five.
Hey, baby. Absolutely. So, right. Well, that's all well and done. We've sorted out Jamaica. Are there any other countries that you're going to be working with in the near future?
I've been asked to do some work with Ghana. I don't know. It's early days yet. But somebody's asked me, please. I always get people asking me about, can we do some work with them? With different countries, and I always think to myself, okay, it's easy to say yes, but this will, it costs money to help people,
you know.
So how does that get paid for? Mm-hmm. So that's always a tricky one. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But going back to the campaign just for a minute, if anybody wants to give, mm-hmm. Because there is a Just Giving page, but to give you the link now, I mean we can put it in the description when we put this out. But other than that, you can just go to JarrettFoundation.org and it'll be on the front page. Just Jarrett
Foundation. A-R-R-E-T-T.
Yeah, 2 R's, 2 T's. Right. Foundation.org. Okay. And it'll be on the front page. Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Well, Auntie Pearl.
Always a pleasure.
I want to say thank you very much for coming on and sharing that useful information for us. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the more people that hear, the more chances that you'll be able to fulfill your part of the bargain. And that's what it's about.
And just to add, just lastly, just in closing, and like other the preachers say, in closing.
Let me just summarize for you.
So we're working with the Jamaican High Commission, and the Jamaican High Commission has written to some corporates to get them to come on and do some match funding.
Yes.
So that's going to be really good. So if you give £10 and the corporates match it, your £10 is actually worth £20.
Fantastic.
So please just give. And let's see how many lives we can save.
Awesome. Right.
Colourful.
Sonia Ponian on Colourful Radio.
Check it out. Bring you down. Too many times I've tried.
mailbox is an eviction letter. Someone to judge since see you later.
Chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
East Coast.
Ahora vengo, mama, chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo,
Maria, Maria. She remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
That's true. Oh.
smiling, longing to see me. Thought you'd drop me a line just to say hello, my dear. I'm doing fine. Doesn't matter anyway now, cause when pushed up the shore. Ablem-lem Push ablem-lem Ablem-lem Push ablem-lem.
Show me what you got.
Ablem-lem.
Show me what you got.
Ablem-lem.
All my girls see bad.
Ablem-lem.
PSC to Cali.
Ablem-lem.
One you oh. Usha blem blem, baby girl you got.
Ablem
blem, ooh yo oh. Usha blem blem, baby girl you got. Kulo 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 kulo, you're my sunshine, sunshine. Yeah. Kulo 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 kulo, you're my sunshine, sunshine. Yeah. Show me what you got.
Ablem blem.
What you got?
Ablem blem.
BSC tonight.
Ablem blem.
Baby girl, you got it. Oh my baby, why you oh?
Ablem blem.
Baby girl, you got it.
Ablem blem.
Pull you oh. Push ablem blem. Baby girl, you got it.
Ablem blem,
show me what you got.
Ablem blem,
BSC tonight.
Ablem blem,
baby girl you got it. Oh my baby, why you oh?
Ablem blem,
baby girl you got it.
Ablem blem,
pull you oh. Oh, ablem blem, baby girl you bad.
Two tears, bought a new mattress. She gon' do backflips. I give 100%. Let's see if you match this. What you see is what you get. I don't do catfish. I'm such a stand-up guy. Told a few true lies. Said I'm the cutest bald head rapper. You too kind. Shorty, you too fine. That's my baby two times. Straight off the head when I play it. I got boo-boo lines. I'm so New Orleans, baby. Classic like that PNC. Pump the party, baby. But regardless, baby, they say the eyes are the window to your soul. I know some of your deepest secrets, but I never told. Death before designer, no, I never sell my soul. My life is like a movie, I'ma always play my role. Peep it, opposites attract, you are hottie, I'm anemic. Never had a speechless.
Gotta let you go and do what's best for you. I'm speechless. Hope you'll find the love you're seeking too. I'm speechless. I don't know who you think you are. I'm a man. I thought that opposites attract, but opposites gotta love you back. Somehow I believe that you were my type. I found something special for the rest of my life. I couldn't make you happy, but now it's goodbye. I'm speechless. Gotta let you go and do what's best for you. At this point, I was a broken man. I never thought I'd be divorced. Don't think I would give love another chance to come out here no more. 'Cause I'm focused on me, focused on me. And my children, my priorities. I'm focused on me, focused on me.